Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleagues, David Daoud of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, commenting on the endless barrage of missiles and drones fired by Hezbollah against Israel, and former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, Hossein Haqqani, about weeks left in the Biden administration, what is to be done, what can be anticipated, what subjects will continue under the Trump administration. David, I start with you because I remember sometime in the not-too-distant past, before the October 7th attack in Israel, there was talk about major resources offshore, Lebanon, Cyprus, Israel, sharing those resources, and Hezbollah was a major factor in that sharing document. There were threats, there were promises. I'm only mentioning this because it's the Marxist in me. Follow the money. Does any of that promise and negotiation that can stop the rocket barrage and integrate anyone in Beirut into prosperity again?
No. So the deal that was you're referring to, the maritime border deal from 2022, that finally demarcated the maritime border between Israel and Lebanon. The land border remains to be demarcated. There's no official border between the two countries. And the reason for that was that there is this Block 8 and Block 9 offshore economic zone blocks where there were hydrocarbon deposits, supposedly. And the Lebanese wanted to exploit the portion that they claimed lay in their portion of the territory. And unfortunately for the Lebanese, even after the demarcation and exploration, it turns out there were not economically viable quantities of oil or natural gas in those areas. So it does not seem that economic integration can be used as an inducement for Lebanon to accept a deal. The inducements now are lacking, if anything.
Mr. Ambassador, Lebanon is one apparently intractable matter that cannot be settled in these closing weeks or maybe in these closing years of the century. There are other questions that I have, and one is BRICS meetings was recently, and now there's a G20 meeting coming up in Rio. And India remains a puzzle to me under Narendra Modi. He's won prime ministership 3 times, the last time with a smaller margin. And yet he is keeping India neither this nor that, neither fair nor foul, suggestively closer to Moscow, but not really. And also taking advantage of the cheap Russian oil that's coming out of Europe. Where is India with regard to the questions we've been raising? The catastrophe of Lebanon, the rocket firing into Israel, the threats of nuclear war between Iran and Israel. Does that touch Delhi?
Everything touches Delhi, and yet everything touches Delhi from a very different perspective. The Indian foreign minister, who's a dear friend and a very smart man, recently said that the problem in Western thinking is that everybody assumes that what is important to the West should be important to others, but what is important to others is not necessarily important to the West. What he was talking about was the Europeans as well as the Americans. There's a tendency to assume that everybody should see the issue from the perspective of the United States, or for that matter, from the point of view of the West. And a lot of countries are not seeing that. BRICS is that grouping. So India, which was the leader of the non-aligned movement during the Cold War, in which it said it was going to take advantage from the US, which it did, and it will take advantage from the Soviet Union, which it did. And they have that same approach now, that look, your conflicts are not our conflicts, because our conflicts are not yours either. And so it is the ultimate realist country in the world. Realism to the point of saying, we are not going to apply any moral ethical sort of standards of others to our policy. And we'll do what is in our advantage. Getting cheap oil from Russia is in our advantage. Now, what Russia is doing may be bad, so we might occasionally condemn it. And that's how they balance it out. And the BRICS grouping is essentially a grouping in which India's way of thinking is being adopted by more and more countries, whether it's Saudi Arabia, whether it's the UAE, whether it's Egypt, all the other countries that are in line to join BRICS. They also all want to say, look, we understand for Americans, it's America first, but for us, it's us first. And so each group, each member of the group wants to do things which they think is advantageous to them. And Narendra Modi is particularly adept at that. He comes to the United States and he talks to the Americans and he says, China's a threat right. to you, China's a threat to us. But there are other issues on which we will have a different perspective than yours.
Ambassador Hussain Haqqani, former ambassador of Pakistan to the United States, now at the Hudson Institute as a senior fellow. David Daoud, we thank him for the report on the intractable and must-be-solved Lebanon of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.